This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
Elite requires arm strength and accuracy past 30 yards. He is not elite with a noodle arm. So Drew Brees wasn't elite, sir? Because he had a noodle arm. I love these arm queens and these size queens that we have. Like, they didn't watch Fran Tarkenton. They didn't watch Len Dawson, who did not have a gun. And Fran Tarkenton wasn't big. I love these guys that, like, they really don't study the game of football. Chad Pennington didn't have he had a noodle arm, and he was fantastic. He got worse after the injuries. Then his arm became even weaker. But fresh out of Marshall, he didn't have a strong arm. But you don't need a strong arm. Why don't you ask Bob Greasy? He's in the Hall of Fame. Not big, not a strong arm. Drew Brees, not big, not a strong arm. No, I know, dude. You got to be Akili Smith, right? Because you got to be big and have a strong arm. Or you got to be Jeff George, big and strong arm. Or you got to be, you know, Jamarcus Russell, big and strong arm. Of course, bro. You know, big and strong arm always works. You know, Jim Druckenmiller. It's automatic, sir. Dan McGuire works out for you, big and strong arm. Of course, big and strong arm. That's everything. That makes it all for you. No, and Brady doesn't have a noodle arm. He has a good arm. His arm isn't as strong as it used to be, but he's got a good arm. He doesn't have a noodle arm, okay? But to say that you have to be big and strong to be a great quarterback, it's stupid. It's ridiculous. Let me check something out here a second, because I'm trying to think of this guy. Although he had a pretty decent arm. Actually, but if I remember correctly, I think he wasn't that big a player, if I'm correct. Oh, no, he was taller than I thought. He was at 6'3". So I thought Staubach wasn't as tall. But Tarkenton wasn't a big quarterback. You know, there's a bunch of guys that weren't big quarterbacks, or they didn't have, you know, these strong arms. Kozar didn't have a strong arm. He had that sidearm delivery, but he was terrific. He had accuracy and ball placement, super smart, all that kind of stuff. That's all you need if you're Drew Brees. You just got to place the ball in the right spot. You just got to have anticipation. You know, Russell isn't a big guy. Now he's got a great arm, but he's not a big guy. Kyler Murray can have success in our league now. He's got a good arm. He's got great athleticism, but he's not a big guy. Size and arm strength are not requirements to be successful. That's just never been something that you need. You can be a great quarterback and not have a great arm. You can be a great quarterback and not be tall. So, no, Mr. Marino had an arm. No, Marino had size and arm. That's different. Big O, do you think perform trainer helped Tua's case with the Dolphins? I don't know what you mean by that, my man. Jeff George had one of the best arms ever. It didn't lead into anything. I wouldn't want Jeff George being my quarterback for nothing in the world. We all saw Watson on a bad team. They won no games. We also saw Watson behind a bad O-line. He got his ribs broken. Sounds familiar? Robert, please, dude. Robert Valdez, please don't bring common sense in here. I mean, that's an intelligent statement you made. People don't want to hear that. They think that you bring Watson in, the offensive line is going to become all pro. They think all the receivers will stay healthy all of a sudden. Robert, you're your intelligence is just, your IQ's too high for this conversation, sir. Our Neanderthal football fans, you know, they think Watson will change everything. Like I said earlier on the show, hurry up and trade Watson so you can get him injured in the next 2 months. Oh, you're being a jerk. No, I'm not. No offensive coordinator, no offensive line coach, no offensive line, no running game. Receivers that can't stay healthy. Yeah, no, Deshaun Watson's going to really tear it up here. Joe Montana, another one, not strong-armed. And what was he, maybe 6'2"? He wasn't that tall, right? Was Joe that tall? I wonder. But that's a great one right there. Joe Montana, one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, like top four greatest quarterbacks ever, is Joe Montana. And that guy did not, Tua and him have the same arm. No different. How tall was Joe? Oh, wait, I got Joe Montana football. This is like a video game. I didn't even know they had a Joe Montana football game. 6'2". So there you go. He wasn't even that tall either. So, this whole thing about, oh my God, you got to be 6'5" and you got to have a gun, and please. Steve Young also did not have a gun. He had a solid arm, but he didn't have a gun. Again, never said size. I said arm strength. Well, then you're wrong. Whether it's size or arm strength, you're wrong. All right, John, you're wrong. Incorrecto. Equivocado. Are we clear on that, John? You're wrong. You don't know anything about football if you think size or arm is required. Are we clear on that? So whatever you want to correct, you're wrong. And everybody's giving you examples. Not just me, but plenty of people on the chat board. Arm strength and size have zero to do with you being successful. Now, you can't have an arm like you or me, but you got to have a half-decent arm. And Tua has more than enough arm strength to succeed. He has more than enough size to succeed. He's going to succeed if he stays healthy, of course, because he's got intelligence, because he's got anticipation, because he's got accuracy, because he knows ball placement. That's why he's going to succeed. The only thing that will stop Tua from succeeding is his injury history. That's it. It's not because of his size or his arm. That's the silliest thing that I hear from Dolphin fans that don't know what the hell they're talking about. Because understand this, if you're a football fan and you're saying that Tua's not going to succeed because of his arm strength or his size, understand this, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Okay? End of story. There's nothing to discuss. There's nothing here whatsoever. You're wrong. And there's tons of proof why you're wrong. Of course, Tua can make every throw.